Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friends. This year should be a special for Marini Rasi Sheyichu. With a schus, he did nafshi, Rabbi Vrami Samar Shlita, Huvchov and Evesa, Brachav Salchom Seyedeim. Sus did nafshi, Rabbi Chaim Shrek, Brachav Salchom Seyedeim, Huvchov and Evesa. We're continuing our discussion of Yeyush based in the Torah, of Hagon Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg's Chon of Bracha. The Ketzelos and Simon Rashon and Tessiv Katan Aleph asks on the Ramban in the Sugiv of Messiah Chavav and Beis in the Mulchamos, holds that Yeush is not effective. Yeush doesn't work when the Aved is in your Rishus. In other words, let's say I have an object in my Rishus and I'm a Siyash, I thought I lost it. Says the Ramban, my Yeush isn't effective, it's in my Rishus. So Frektik Tzos in the Ramban, what about Shor Niskal? Shor Niskal, Dinas in the Gemara, that if you have a Shor Niskal, Shor killed somebody, and now and then the Eidim were found to be Zomimin. Anybody can take hold of this shore. And it's mashma, even if the shore is in the Rishus of the owner. Why? Why? Yeush shouldn't be effective Rishus Eladasa Ramban. So that's the Ksosis Kashan Ramban. You see, Yeush is effective Rishus, so therefore anybody can take his shore on Nisko. So the Ksos answers, no, by shore on Nisko, the reason is Mitam Hefker. Hefker works even Rishus, so. Now the Chora, this cloud that Yeush isn't effective when the Aved is in his Rishus against the Ran that we saw in the previous year, that according to the Ran, when there's a fire in one's house, anybody can go and take the stuff, mitam Yeush, because the person that gives up hope, the owner of the house gives up hope when there's a fire on Shabbos. So people can take it mitam Yeush. And there it's Birshusa. So the Chora, the Ran's cloud, the Ramban's cloud is against the Ran. The Ran holds that when a bias that has a delay, has a fire, anybody can take stuff because it's because of Yeush, and the Ramban holds, no, if it's Birshusa, you can't have Yeush. Yeush isn't effective. However, back to the Kasha of the Ktzos from Shor Niskal, L'chora, that Kasha is not a Kasha. Because that Yeush is not effective Birshus is because his Rishus is Kona for him. But that's Dafka by an Aveda, where the Bailam doesn't know where it is, then his Rishus is Kona for him. But by Shor Niskal, where the Bailam know where the shore is, and nevertheless they're Messiah, there you can't say that Rishus so Kona lo. So we're mechalik here. No, by Shor Niskal is not a kasha, because the Bailam know where the shore is, and yet there's still Messiah. So therefore, the Yeush is effective. Even the Ramban would agree to that. And also by Tleikov, the Ramban would possibly agree with the Ran. If there's a fire and it's in his Rishus, but he knows this is in his Rishus, and he's still Messiah, then it's going to be the Yeush is going to be effective. The Ramban was talking about where you didn't know that the object was in your Rishus, and you had Yeush. There, your Rishus is Kona for you. It would also appear that the Yeush shalo b'rishus, Yeush b'rishus, if it's in your Rishus, is not effective, is because if it's in your Rishus, it's not an Aveda. And also if somebody finds an Aveda before Yeush, he's not Kone with Yeush because Yado ki yada Bailim. Because his hand is like the extended hand of the Bailim, and he has to guard it. And therefore it's not an Aveda. That's why Yeush doesn't work. But by a Shor HaNiskal, the Shor is Omed Lisakel, and therefore it's considered Avud. It's considered completely lost. Ubedavra omed liibud. If something is going to be lost, you can't say that his chatzir is kona for him, or that it's not an aveda because it's being guarded by somebody else, or that his rishus is guarding it for him. Here it's avud. So in such a case, the yeush is effective. The true maskri and the siman reish samach beis discusses this. Ramban. And he asks that if the word is that it's avud, that by Shor HaNiskal, that it's really avud, it's lost, and therefore anybody can take it. So he asks from the case of Aveda, B'davar Shein Bo Simen. An Aveda doesn't have a Simen, and somebody else finds it. So Reuven loses something, Shimon finds it, it doesn't have a Simen. It's Holech Li'ibud, because it has no Simen. So this is a davar that's going to be lost. And that's why the Bailam have Yeush. And still the Ramban writes that if it was taken before Yeush, not in order to steal it, the Yeush is not effective. Because it's Yeush Bereshuso, because the person who found it is like the extended hand of the Bailam. Aye, it's Avud. That's the Trumas Kriz Kasha in the Ramban. The whole word by Shor HaNiskal is that it's Avud. So here also, it's Avud. This Davar Shein Bo Simen. And yet, the Ramban holds Yeush is not effective. So the Trumas Kri doesn't accept this Ramban. He goes with the other Rishonim, Rush, Tosus, who hold that Yeosh is effective even if it's Brishusa. However, it would appear that Pshat is like we were explaining, that the reason Yeosh is not effective Brishusa is because if it's Brishusa, it's not considered an Aveda. And there, in the case of an Aveda, Shembo Simen, the object is not called an Aveda until after Yeush. Until Yeush, it doesn't have a Shem Aveda. It's not considered lost. It's not considered Avud. It's not considered lost. Why? Because the finder has to watch it. Even if he doesn't know how he's going to watch it, he still has to watch it. Mashenkin by Shor Niskal, it's an Aveda Gemura because it's going to be lost. There's no greater Aveda than this. So we have a Pashta Chiluk. When you're talking around Aveda Shembo Simen, it's not considered lost. Why is it not considered lost? Because the finder has to guard it. Yado kiyada bailim. So he has to guard it, and therefore it's not considered lost. So if afterwards the fella has yeush, it's not a valid yeush. Why not? Because it's birshuso. Who's birshuso? The guy who's guarding it for him. So that's not considered avud. Mashenkin Shor Niskal is an Aveda Gemura because it's Omed Liibud. Ve'en lecha Aveda Gedol Mizu. Umash Shor Nimsa B'Rishus, so Enim Agreis Aveda, while Shaykh Lom Shor Eno Avud Minu, Shor Zavud. But if a person loses an object and it has no simen, until Yesh, it's not considered an Aveda. It's only an Aveda after Yesh. But now that the Yenim found it, so who's he guarding it for in the meantime until Yesh? For the owner. And now that the owner has Yesh, so Bevekashat, it's Yesh Bereshuso. And that's not going to be effective. Mashen came when we're talking about a Shor Niskal, that's Mamish and Aveda Gemura. That's effective. The Ktzos says, Pshat in the Ramban, that if a person takes it before Yeush, he's not going to be Yeush, because since it's the Yad HaMotzeh is Kiyad Bailim, Shua Shomer Aleim, Bekeim Shua Shomer Lo Mesiyayish, Shua Devon Nimsu Bishus, Yeush Bailim Lo Mahani. So he says, Pshat, is that the Shomer is Kiyada Bailim, and the Shomer is not Mesiyayish. So the Mela, the Bailim's Yeush doesn't help because his extended hand doesn't have Yeush. But you don't need to come on to that. You could say Bipshitus. It's not an Aveda because he has to guard it. And he has to guard it, and then afterwards, when the loser fire has Yeush, it's Yeush Bershusa. So it emerges from what we're saying in this Shiur, and we were talking about in previous Shiur, and this is one of a whole series. Shigam b'dleika, by a dleika, people can be yizoicha and Shabbos mitam yeush, even if it's birshuso. And now that the Gemara says me'efkera kazachu, it's because by yeush the Torah is matir for everyone to take it. This becomes hefker me'ileah. That's how we learn Pshat in the Ran. That is Mitam Yeush. Rashi writes not like the Ran, because maybe he holds that since there are people who can save it, And maybe they're not going to want to take it for themselves. Maybe the owner is not Messiah. And therefore Rashi says, since he said, Atzilu lechem letzorcheyem, so he's mafkir beferish. So Rashi holds, he has to have Yerush Beferush because otherwise maybe he's not Messiah, because maybe the people won't want to take it away from him. Now in a previous shiur, we saw the Maharya, who answers the Ran. Rashi says, that Tzilachem karmelu tzarchei envim pipchem yakvo kol babalei yakvo akol babalei lemisni. So the Gemara says that there's Zocha from Hefker, and Rashi says that it's Hefker because he was Mafker at Beferish. And the Ran says you don't have to come on to that because it's Mufker for everybody. So then the Maharya, brought by the Beis Yosef, says, Lo dummy, the shiny yachad, the yotzel hatzilu. No, no, he can save it. Ela de Arye reviale, just he has an isser from saving it. You can't say like the Ran that it's Mufkar, because he wants to save it. He just has an isser from sea, is an isser stopping him, that's stopping him from saving it. So maybe Pshat is either it's not considered Yeush because he's allowed to save a little bit, and therefore it's not considered Yeush. Or maybe it's not Yeush because Yeush is when you're Oker Milibo Legamre, and here he's not Oker Milibo Legamre. Because he has tsar that chachamim aren't allowing him to save it, but he's not okay milibo legamrei. So maybe that's not considered valid yeush. So there's a lot more to say on this sugya, and it's a shem. Hopefully, I will return to it, and we'll see more and more and more in the flow of mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. So please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.